Don't you know we've come this far?
Welcome to the History of Christianity podcast with Daniel White the Thorn. My name is Sneaqua Grace White, and I am the fourth oldest daughter of Daniel White the Thorn. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White the Thorn helps believers understand the basics of Christian
Ladies
history.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Daniel White the Third, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the History of Christianity podcast number 147, entitled Ambrose of Milan, part 6, The Bishop and the Throne. Our scripture reading for the history of Christianity today is 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, which reads, Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice. Ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Our History of Christianity quote today is from Saint Augustine. He said, If you believe what you like in the Gospels and reject what you don't like, it is not the Gospel you believe, but yourself. Today in the history of Christianity, we are looking at Ambrose of Milan, part 6, The Bishop and the Throne, from Dr. Justo L. Gonzalez's fine book, The Story of Christianity, Volume 1. Upon learning of these events, Ambrose resolved to demand clear signs of repentance from the emperor. Although the details are not clear, one of Ambrose's biographers tells us that the next time Theodosius went to church in Milan, the bishop met him at the door, raised his hand before him, and said, Stop. A man such as you, stained with sin, whose hands are bathed in the blood of injustice, is unworthy, until he repents, to enter this holy place and to partake of communion. At that point, some curious threatened violence, but the emperor acknowledged the truth in Ambrose's words and gave public signs of repentance. He also ordered that from that time on, if he ever decreed that someone be put to death, the execution be delayed for 30 days. After that clash, relations between Theodosius and Ambrose were increasingly cordial. Finally, when the emperor knew that death was near, he called to his side the only man who had dared to censure him in public. By then, Ambrose's fame was such that Fritigil, the Germanic queen of the Marcomanni, had asked him to write for her a brief introduction to the Christian faith. After reading it, Fritigil resolved to visit the wise man in Milan, but on her way she learned that Ambrose had died on April 4th, 397, on Easter Sunday. Next time, beloved, we will continue looking at Christian history, and we will be looking at particularly John Chrysostom. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy towards such wretched people as we are on this earth. Thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, help us to continue to learn from our history, and where we can do better, help us to do better, and where we can avoid mistakes and sins of the past that our forefathers have made, Lord, help us to avoid that. And Lord, I pray that you would give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and insight to apply what we're reading in the history of Christianity to our lives today, and to be wiser servants because of it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friends, simply knowing the facts about Christian history without knowing the one on whom this faith is based will do you no good. If you do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I encourage you to get to know him today. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Simply believe in your heart that the Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins. He shed his blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can be a part of the church in this life, and in the life to come, live in heaven forever with God. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will do so. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember that history is truly his story. God bless you.
Don't you know we're trusting?